The fight starts over paint. I want to paint the living room. We'd finally moved in together, finally got our own place, and I thought it'd be a good idea to want to spruce things up. Put our own touch on the place. But instead, you just say, fine. I was sort of hoping for more interest, because I want to know what color you'd like, because it's a team effort. But you just say, whatever you want. And that type of answer, I felt, had been coming up a lot recently. What do you want to eat? Whatever you want. Where do you want to go this weekend? Wherever you want. Do you want to try a new position? I mean, if you want to. It's an old argument. It's been an old argument. And sometimes it's nice that you're so laid back. I thought it was being considerate at first. But lately, sometimes I can't tell if you care. And I'd like for you to care. I'd like for you to have an opinion rather than everything be up to me. I don't know why it boils over tonight. Maybe we're both just cranky. Maybe I'm tired of feeling like I make all the decisions, and I'd like for you to wear the pants for once. In any case, I snap. I'm yelling at you on and on about how you never take initiative, never just take charge, or take what you want. Years of frustration just pouring out of me, and I accuse, and I scream, and I'm just like, you know, what do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from life? What do you want this fucking paint to be? And then something in your face changes, and I can't really read it anymore. You open your mouth and you speak, and your tone is a little different. It's forceful, but I can't say it's angry. Maybe commanding is a better word. I want you to get on your knees, you say. And for a moment, I just stare at you, mouth slightly agape, gears turning in my head, because you never initiate kinky sex. Hell, at first you were reluctant to even do it at all. The first time you came home to find I'd handcuffed myself to the bed, you insisted on releasing me against my will, against my own protest that I needed to be fucked by you. And I mean, it's sort of sweet in a way, but mostly it's kind of just annoying because it took me weeks to get you to slap me, even just lightly, just like a little bit, you know? And weeks more before you'd called me anything, even the slightest bit degrading. I mean, you do okay these days, but only ever at my explicit invitation. And I mean, I've explicitly invited you so many times, so there's really no room for disagreement. But now, you're staring me down, your face resolved, unwavering. I've never seen this kind of firmness from you. Slowly, my legs fold underneath me, and I wait in anticipation to see how you'll follow through. Position 2. You're calling back to the last time we played. You made up all these positions for me to assume at your discretion. My idea, actually, but you took to it. So, position 2. I kneel, legs folded underneath me, sitting on my heels. My hands are resting palm down on each thigh. It's submissive. I'm feeling submissive immediately. What kind of... I couldn't care less what kind of paint you want the walls to be now. And I'm settling and I cast my eyes up to yours. You're looking back at me, intently. Your look is expecting and demanding of me. You undo your pants, holding my gaze, noting, I'm sure, when my eyes can't help but dart down to your cock. I open my mouth, let my tongue fall out over my bottom lip as if to say, so do it. You step forward, guiding your cock head past my lips, your fingers lacing through my hair, controlling my head. In and out, you slide your cock across these lips a couple times to warm up, and then you plunge your cock and pull my head until you're deep as my mouth will allow. I'm carefully passive, resisting the impulse to tighten my lips around you and swirl my tongue. Instead, I relax my throat and do my best to open up to you. I've been working on it lately, but I can still only take about 3/4 of you. You probe gently, pushing right up until that point. But I can't really help myself. I move my head forward just a little, trying to take you a little deeper. I manage it for a short moment, but then I gag. And you pull back, frowning, and I wasn't supposed to move, I understand, but you regard me for a moment, and then carefully, deliberately, slap me right across my face. Bad. At this point, my entire body feels like a live wire, and I'm not sure exactly how it's possible to almost come to the point of orgasm with just a single word from you. But regardless, I carefully resume my neutral position, mouth open, but you have other ideas. Take your clothes off, then four, you say. I'm eager to obey. I turn around, still on my knees, shuck off my dress as I go. I bend over. I send my bottom straight up, push my head down to the floor. Underwear comes off, and then my hands go back to grasp my ankles, pulling my legs apart, and my chest and face dive into the soft carpet. I love everything about this position. My pussy is completely exposed to you, pressed up towards you, presented to you, presented for your approval, and the rest of my body, it's almost irrelevant, smothered into the carpet. My hands are pulling my legs wide, begging, without having to say anything. And yet, it just screams, come fuck me. And it seems you will. You rest your hand on my ass, and I draw a breath, anticipating your cock, pushing into me and spreading me open, but instead you draw your hand back and spank me. By the third stroke, my pussy's sopping. Arousal is too weak a word for what I feel. My pussy's just, it's just wet and sloppy and messy. And on the fourth stroke, I whimper, not with pain, but with a demanding need to be filled and fucked and used. But you make me wait until 10. You let your hand remain on my ass after the 10th, and you squeeze. You slide your fingers over my lips, just smearing them over, and I hear you chuckle at how they're coated, slick, wet, and I think you enjoy knowing how horny this makes me. Maybe in the past you wouldn't, but oh, I'm savoring this moment as you slide in one finger, and then more, and I'm moaning. I can't control the moans that escape my mouth, because it's like you're showing off. You're showing off to me exactly how much I'm owned by you, and you want to display just how easily entered I am, how wet and open and willing and eager my pussy is. Finally, your cock brushes my entrance, rock hard and raging. All this teasing has you wound up too, fortunately. You grip my hips and thrust, deliberate, powerful strokes, and I'm shuddering to finally feel you inside me. I rock back, meeting your thrusts, fucking myself back onto your cock. I'm panting, breathing in ragged gasps, and I'm delighted to hear you sounding the same on top of me. You lean forward to shift your weight on top of me, one hand gently stroking the nape of my neck and the other gliding up my stomach, finding the curve of my breasts before they meet the floor. You murmur appreciatively in my ear, good slut. And then you start fucking me in earnest, plunging into me with wild abandon. I writhe and I moan while you tangle your fingers in my hair, gripping, whispering, good girl. Those are your loving affirmations. Good girl, sweet bitch, perfect little fuck toy. My legs are beginning to shake. Any more of this and I'll come. I'm sure you can tell, and you'll stop just to deny me. I'd love for you to keep going. I'd love for you to bear down on me as my muscles spasm, and I want you to shoot your cum deep into me, and I'd love to feel you filling me as I come, to feel your cum dripping out as mine subsides. But instead, you pull back, you stand up, and you walk around to my front. I whimper in frustration, and you smile of all things, looking down at me, my eyes rolled up to meet yours, maybe cheeks flushed red from the carpet, ass stuck up proudly in the air, my hand still silently begging you to fuck me. But instead, position 6, you say. So I untangle myself from my limbs and I roll backwards, kind of like a panda roll. I sit on my bottom, my back's nearly touching the floor. My legs go up, spread eagle, and my elbows find the backs of my knees, hands snaking around to grip my ankles. I like this position too. It's like I'm completely on display, but from a slightly different perspective, you know, no less arousing. My arms and legs are immobilizing one another, leaving me helpless. Leaving me helpless to be fucked by your cock. Pussy exposed, glistening, wet, and slick. I'm no longer as close to the edge as I was. You know, your interruption has kind of tempered it. But I still need your cock. I still need you to pound me. You kneel in front of me, your cock head hovering over my pussy. And gently you push forward. So gently, not into me, but sliding over my pussy lips and up to rub against my clit. In any other circumstance, I would have gotten a little angry, started yelling at you, started demanding that you fuck me, but you interrupt my train of thought because you hit me with another one of those succinct one-liners because you just say, beg. I whimper some half-formed words, too addled to make my tongue work, and you hit me with it again. You say, beg. And then I'm begging. And please, please fuck me. Please fuck my pussy. Fuck. Fuck this sloppy wet cunt. I'm just babbling, and then finally you slide into me, filling me completely. This position always feels the deepest, and you push right up to the hilt. When you go slow, though, taking your time, and your hands enjoy my body all the while. You pinch and tug at my nipples, circle my throat with one hand, slide a thumb into my mouth, and silencing my cries as I suck. Your other thumb finds my clit, hovers just above, not touching. I can almost feel it because I'm like twitching the air up against your thumb, but another benefit to this position. I guess everything is front and center. It's easy for you to stimulate. If, of course, you feel I deserve it. You ask if I'm the sort of dirty slut who deserves to have her clit played with, and I say I am, but you want proof. So I'm a dirty slut for you. At your prompting, I tell you all about myself. What a good slut I am. What a sweet little bitch. How desperately I want to be filled up with your cum, and what a good little fuck toy I can be for your cock. It's degrading, it's objectifying, and I completely love it. I realize this is why you change positions. You wanted to see my face as I humiliate myself, as I beg for your cock, and tell you how I'd like to wear your cum, or suck, and swallow it, or hold it deep in my cunt. My legs are shaking again, and my begging falls away into wordless yelps and cries. Your cock just pounds into me so deep, and your thumb presses into my clit just right, pulsing and flicking. I'm just about to come, and you stop, abruptly, withdrawing both fingers in your cock, and I'm almost crying at the loss. It's all I can do to keep my hands on my ankles, my face. My expression's probably pure anguish. You grab me by the hair and pull, dragging me along. I follow on my hands and knees, and you lead me over to the bed and deposit me in front of the footboard. 3. I almost don't remember. I was expecting something that would let you fuck me, but 3 is a sitting position, sitting ready, kneeling, legs apart, hands laced on the back of my head. I assume the position and look up at you with confusion, desire, and lust. Obedience above all things. You then reach out and take my hands off my head, place them on the headboard behind me. These stay, you say. I'm confused, but I don't question you. With my arms straight as you've placed them, I'm leaning forward slightly, tits swaying. You step out of my view for a moment and return holding my favorite toy, a vibrator. Large, powerful. You set it on the floor, right in front of my pussy, but just out of reach. I could maybe get my clit on it if I humped the floor, which is no doubt what you have in mind. I didn't know you had it in you. I let out a whimper of protest. Then you smile. You turn on the vibrator and stand before me, cock bobbing over my face. Slick. Heavy. Engorged. Go on, then. Please us both. I don't need you to tell me twice. Desperately, I inch my knees forward, bringing my clit into contact with the head of the vibrator. Barely, but enough. And then I engulf your cock with my mouth. Now that I'm allowed to, I devour it. Lips closed, tongue hard at work, swirling, sucking, loving, worshipping, and still trying to beat my own record for depth. I take you as far back into my mouth, into my throat as I can, and then some, gagging, ignoring it, gagging some more, thinking you'd probably like the sound anyways. With your thick cock insistently probing at the back of my throat, that thick, viscous saliva starts to pool, and soon there's too much. It's coating your dick, dripping out of my mouth. I let the excess spill over my lips, run down my chin, my neck, my collarbones, my breasts. I dip my head lower, nuzzling your cock, lapping at your balls, and you take the opportunity, as I intended, to draw your dick across my face, trailing saliva and pre-cum onto my cheeks, my nose, my forehead. I suck and lick your balls, generating still more saliva as you lift your cock and slap it repeatedly against my face. I'm a mess, just how you like me. And truth be told, just how I like myself. The vibrator is creating a similar mess below, and my poor pussy can hardly take it. I'm approaching orgasm for the third time, but I won't come until you're ready for me to. I look up at you, past your bobbing cock, towards your face. Please. You arch an eyebrow. Please what? Please come on my face. Please. This, too, is on the long list of things we never used to do. The first time you did it, I was so embarrassed, wearing your cum like some kind of slut. Embarrassed, but immensely aroused. I watch you as you consider the proposition. You take your time, pushing the cockhead lazily around my face while I pant and writhe on the vibrator. You want to know if I'm ready to come. Yes, I can barely gasp. And again you consider. Perhaps you'll say I can come when I feel your cum on my skin. You've done that before, and it is indeed an effective motivator. You will come, you say, in a moment, when I tell you to. Exactly. Do you understand? I do. I do. I'm so close now. I'm right on the edge, and I'm ready to come on command with your cock in my mouth. Your balls on my chin, saliva on my face, on your crotch, on my cheeks, and everywhere. And you place your left hand below my chin, thumb and pointer finger reaching my jawbone on either side, and you tilt my head upwards. With your right hand, you direct your cock, stroking yourself, slapping it onto my face, or momentarily pushing it into my mouth, playing with me, pulling out the side of my lips until it makes that popping sound with my cheek, rubbing it on my tongue. And it's all I can do to keep from coming. I need a distraction, something to focus on other than my pussy and that buzzing in your cock on my face. And so before I can control myself, I'm please come on my face. I'm saying to you, please come on my face. Come, come on me. Come on me, come on my face. Please come on my face. And I repeat this mantra, just distracting myself. Hopefully, just hoping that maybe it'll make you focus on wanting to come rather than denying my come. And then finally you say, come. And I do. Instantly. Hard and long. Every muscle spasms, my clit so overworked that the pleasure's almost pain, and I feel your warm cum spurting out, covering my face, hitting my lips, hitting my eyelashes, my nose, my forehead, and you come, and you come, and you come, and I love the symmetry, I love feeling the evidence of your orgasm pouring onto me as mine courses through my body, and it's like your cum is my cum, and mine is yours, and we're just two bodies enjoying the pleasure that we're giving each other. We subside slowly. Your last little spurts of cum trickling out as my last spasms fade. You collapse into a chair nearby and I take deep breaths, processing, gears still turning in my head. I'm ecstatic. This sort of drive from you, this decisive, commanding, it's exactly what I was looking for in the bedroom and out. I need to reinforce this, leave you in no doubt of my absolute utmost approval. As soon as my legs are steady enough, I crawl over to your chair. Your dick, still semi-erect and slick, hangs between your legs. I take it in my mouth, sucking gently, cleaning you. And then I rock back onto my heels, look up at you, hold your gaze. Your cum is still coating my face, dripping down in uneven strands, a heavy accent over the saliva that's still all over you and all over me. I want to reinforce this, and I'm polite most of the time, so I say thank you, thank you. I lift both hands to my face, massage my cheeks, spreading, not cleaning, just making sure that I'm evenly covered with all the spit and cum and sweat. I seem to have your attention, and this is new, so I keep going. Thank you for commanding me. Thank you for punishing me. Thank you for fucking me. I spit out a mouthful of saliva and cum, catch it on my tits, and I rub it in, pinching both of my nipples. Thank you for making me your slut, your little bitch. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you for coming on my face. You lean down and kiss the top of my head, and with that, we're done. I go clean up for real, then come back and join you in the chair. We cuddle and kiss and share affectionate whispers. I'm getting sleepy in your arms. As I'm about to drift off, your voice calls me back. Blue, you say. I'd like you to paint the living room blue.